You're listening to Eric Latrice on the air. Your one-stop shop for inspiration. Visit us online at www.ericlatrice.com. Embody the movement, empower your life. Now, here is your host, Erica.
Hello and welcome. I am Erica Latrice, and this is your one-stop shop for inspiration. You're listening to Erica Latrice on the air, and today I want to talk to you about how to push forward even when you're in the middle of adversity. Now, the reason I really wanted to share this is because in my own life, when I go through situations where it just seemed like it was so tough to focus on the future because there was so much coming against me in the present, I started searching, like, is there any advice out here on this? Is there anyone that's willing to talk about what to do in the face of adversity? Because it's really easy to get excited and hyped about setting goals and looking towards the future and getting focused on your purpose. However, the most difficult thing to do is try to focus on where you desire to go when you're currently handling catastrophe in your present moment. So I actually want to speak to that and give you some actionable steps that you can take if you are in a place right now, or maybe you are feeling overwhelmed, maybe you're feeling stressed, maybe you're not quite sure how you can even stay focused and get excited about the future because your present circumstance has become so challenging. So the first thing that I would encourage you to do is write it out. This is something that is so much more powerful than just thinking about your situation and even getting stressed about it and overwhelmed. Start writing out what your biggest challenges are right now. What's that thing that has you overwhelmed? What's that thing that snatched all of your attention so you can no longer focus on where you desire to go? This, what you want to do with that list, the next thing that you want to do with that, we're still at number one though. I was going to say the second thing, but no, we're still at number one. Once you've written out everything that's pretty much having you in a place of being stressed, or the thing that feels overwhelming, or the reason that you cannot focus on your future, the next thing that you want to do is make a list of what you actually have control over right now. Based on those things that have you overwhelmed, stressed out, what can you actually do about it? So make a list of all the things that you have right now in your hands, the ability to address. Then you want to think about the things that maybe you know they need to get done, it needs to get fixed. It's still in that realm of just being overwhelming, but there's literally nothing that you can do about it. You can pray, you can hope that the solution comes, but there's nothing that you physically can do about it in this present moment. So the thing that you want to do from here is, now you've made it clear, so now we are at number two. Number two is about taking effective action. This isn't about jumping up and like running out there and just going crazy. I know I've been in that place where when I get overwhelmed, I get stressed, I don't make logical action steps. So now you want to look at that list. If it's something that you just identified as being out of your hands, if it's something that you cannot physically take action on today, release it. Because stressing about it is only going to debilitate your ability to actually take action on those things that you've listed that you can take action on. So as overwhelming as you may feel right now, as overwhelmed as you may feel right now, one of the best things that you can do is just start identifying what's in your control and what's completely out of your control. For those things that are both in your control and out of your control, I 1000% suggest prayer. Pray to God to just highlight the solution to your problem, to highlight the resources that are available to you, and even just to give you peace in the situation. Because there's nothing more challenging than facing challenges, but not having peace of mind to even take action to, you know, rectify the problem. So those are two things that I would encourage you to do right now if you are facing what feels like an emergency, if you're facing what feels like an insurmountable obstacle, and you're not quite sure how you can stay energized and stay focused on your future because you're so overwhelmed by your present. So hopefully that has helped you and supported you and encouraged you today. If you want to stay connected with me, which of course you should, you can stay connected with me across social media at Erica Empowers. If this message has encouraged you, make sure that you tag a trailblazing friend. And if you know that you have a message and you are ready to turn your message into a movement, get connected at amplifyherlife.com. You can meet me on the live tour. We go from LA to New York City and everywhere in between. So you definitely want to be a part of that. If you're serious about surrounding yourself with like-minded people who are visionaries, who are trailblazers, who are powerhouses, and are no longer taking no as an answer. So I hope that this message again encouraged you, and I would encourage you to go out and make today absolutely amazing, because it is a choice.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.
Did it.